I was up at Spokane waiting to testify in this case. And I had to wait quite a little while in an anteroom. And I had my file folder. And I decided to use the theory of probability on the points I was going to talk about. And with a red pencil on my file folder, I went through, you know, 1 out of 1,000, and made it 1 out of 100. I drew all these characters, put the value on them, and computed the probability as 1/umpty-ump quadrillion. About that time, I was called to testify. So I went through my reasons and had large charts pointing out the various factors. And the defense attorney was a very capable man. He was the lieutenant governor of the state of Washington, a tall, dignified, bright individual, good lawyer. He asked me very competent questions on all these points that I had raised. And then he said, now, let's see, oh, I just have maybe one other question. He said, Mr. Conway, are you familiar with the Newcomb theory of probability? I said, yes. He said, would you describe it and explain it to me? I said, well, it's the theory of Professor Simon Newcomb. It says the probability of the concurrence of all the events is equal to the continued product of the probabilities of all the separate events. And for anyone that would like to look that up, it's on page 226 of question documents. Well, the defense lawyer was kind of nonplussed. And about that time, he came over to the witness stand, and he's looking at my file folder. And he's looking at these computations and then my conclusion. And he said, now, Your Honor, I really do not have any more questions.